Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Your Vibes Podcast. Everybody's got a vibe and a story to tell. Here's this one. I hope you enjoy. This episode is brought to you by The Station. The Station is downtown Dixon's premier event venue. Located inside historic Mulberry Mill, The Station is a perfect space for a wedding or reception, birthday party or baby shower, conference or class, photo or video shoot, and even a live music performance. Just a quick 45-minute commute from Nashville, Clarksville, and Columbia, The Station provides your guests with a classy and convenient experience in the heart of downtown Dixon's up-and-coming environment. To book your next event, please contact Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or email her at events@mulberrymilldixon.com.
So I've got one more good ghost story to tell you, and I'm sorry, I know we're running so long.
You're good.
So my dad has always been a skeptic, but he's not anymore, or at least he says he's not.
Okay.
So we went on a family vacation with my stepmom, my brother Andrew, and I before we had Ada. Ada's my dog, not my child. and we went to this cabin out in it's in North Tennessee.
Glacier Mountain National Park?
I think so. Yeah, that might be right. Yeah, it's up there on the Kentucky border.
Okay.
And I thought Dixon County was rural because I'm from inner city Memphis and this is like weird for me, but like that was remote. Like
that's Banjo Land.
It was like an hour and a half to find a Mexican restaurant at a gas station. Oh that's God. How remote we were. And they found this beautiful cabin and we pulled up on it and it was nice. You know, it was a little bit weird. We kind of got the impression it was one of those like family cabins that they had just kind of put like on VRBO at the last minute because they needed to earn some extra income from it or something. Cause it had like family pictures on the wall like the '70s and eighties. I mean, it was interesting and it was nice, but, you know, Andrew and I were there the whole time. We stayed in this basement room that was also a wine cellar. So there was like a king size bed that was actually two twin size beds put next to each other. And then there was like just a giant wine rack on the wall full of nothing that should have been wine bottles.
Oh, but
there
were,
it was just a giant wine rack and a tile floor. And it was just bizarre. And we stayed there for a couple of nights, did some good hiking, had some good family time, probably drank too much bourbon. It was great, you know? And I get back and my dad calls me and he's like, Angela, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, what's wrong? You know, who's died? And he's like, did you get like a weird feeling at that cabin? And I was like, well, I mean, it was kind of ratchet. I mean, it was not like,
sure,
it wasn't like the best accommodations. It was good for a last minute family vacation for us all to have our own bedrooms. And he said, okay, so do you remember how stuff just kind of kept like disappearing? Like apparently my stepmom was just like frustrated because like stuff would just like disappear and appear in other drawers, and she would like find things in like her luggage and like her luggage, and I thought it was just like forgetfulness.
Sure.
Like it was actually for the first time Angela was like not looking for ghosts, and so I was like I don't know, you know. And evidently like the night after Andrew and I left and my brother left, my stepmom wakes up and there is like someone at the foot of her freaking bed.
Oh,
I mean, like an old man just like sitting there looking right at her. And I'm like, oh my God. And I mean, my dad woke up and there he was too. And it's one of those things like where they talk about apparitions.
Oh, that makes my heart race.
I know, it's really rough. Like yeah. It was one of those moments where I looked at my dad and I was like, are you really telling me that you saw something like that? And you know, apparently, you know.
So what happened to the little man? Did he just get up and walk out or?
He just vanished. He just went away. He was just there and he wasn't there anymore.
Oh man, that's awesome.
No, and it's one of those stories, like I actually kind of can't believe I forgot to tell you that one. Yeah. Because it's so incredible, because it's just like, you know, you could always say like, oh, I woke up and I half saw it, but a true definition of an apparition,
sure,
is two people seeing it at the same time and witnessing it together. And
wow, what
my
a
poor
moment.
Daddy, who, you know, spent most of my life telling me that, you know, this is, you're acting crazy. He called me because he was like, oh my God, I think I just saw something. So I am not sharing this podcast with him. He will be so embarrassed.
Thanks again to The Station for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to book your next wedding or reception, baby shower or birthday party, conference or class, photo or video shoot, or even a live music performance, please reach out to Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or shoot her an email at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.